KB2HX has mobile.
Roger, OTR, not mobile.
Hey, Tom, how are you? Yeah, I'm just heading to a customer's house here real quick. I got about a 10-minute ride.
We'll time you on that. Must be using the GPS. Oh, I just come in for a rest. Been out just trying to get all the grass cleaned up. Bernice is weed eating, and I'm blowing grass off and feeding the chickens, and now I'm getting ready to change oil in the lawnmower. And I'm pooped. How's your day going?
Pretty good. Did they make a change here? Because the audio sounds a little bit different.
I don't know. I get a little hoarse sometimes. I went out and sprayed some bifenthrin around the house there. And try not to get any of it. And use rubber gloves and long sleeve shirt and all. Maybe I inhaled some of it. Who knows? I've been getting that way a little bit lately, but I'm just sitting here now absorbing a nice small can of Canada Dry ginger ale.
Yeah, the missus and I went down that Greenville Farmers Market has like a flower show down there, plant and flower show, and we got down there a little later than what we wanted to. Man, we couldn't even get in the place. There was a line down Rutherford Road. I couldn't even get in, so we're going to go back tomorrow morning early, I think. And, yeah, we were doing some bopping around a little bit this morning, and then I had this 2 o'clock appointment I got to get to, so trying my darndest to keep people working, you know, without having to change units out.
That would be a big job. I can't imagine. My buddy used to do that for trailer houses, and you know how trailer houses are. Everything's cockeyed as far as the electrical and et cetera, and the spacing. But he did it for years, in addition to his regular job, and take all of his extra money and put it in CDs. He's probably rich now. He did it for a sales place that sells mobile homes. Well, we went out and bought a new dehumidifier last night down at Home Depot. Hope this one lasts longer. Dang things, they're portable units, and I keep one in the basement to keep it nice down here. And that's where I'm going to change the oil. My neighbor said, take the lawnmower out there, out back there on the rocks, and change it out there, because I asked him if he had a big piece of cardboard, and I said, nope, I'm doing it in the air conditioning.
Nice for that. I don't fool with the lawnmowers too much anymore. They're too complicated for me anymore. Yeah, but no, what I'm trying to do for people is keep them running. Because there's too many companies out there who are just they're just trying to dig into people's pockets. And, oh, you need a new system, you know? I'll go out behind somebody and fix them.
Absolutely right. I had a company check mine. They had a $49 deal, and a lot of times anyway, I know Carolina Heating that I quit them because they wouldn't even check the pressures. No, you lose some Freon. I said, don't give me that. I said, those gauges catch the type of Freon in the gauges. And I said, you're not going to lose that much. And I said, you're not going to take a reading on the pressures. We don't need that. We can look at the superheat and yada, yada, yada. Well, fine. I'm an old timer. I still want to know what the pressure is. I heard him on the phone, and this company was very famous here in this area. They got a whole fleet of trucks, and they said, sell him a new one. That unit's almost 15 years old, and the young man said, I can't do that. That wouldn't be honest, because everything on this one checks out good. Now, that's kind of a technician you like to have, you know.
I'm not going to name drop, you know. I'm not going to mention other company names, but I went out behind the company on Monday, and I went to the gentleman's house, and to make a long story short, they said the very same thing. Oh, you're leaking Freon. And I went upstairs in the attic area, and I found the filter that was inside the unit clogged. I mean, just black, clogged, dirt, everything, never been changed. And that's what was freezing the unit up. So I was like, no, your unit's fine. It's 15 years old. Keep it running. you know, when we have a catastrophic failure, then we'll change it.
You can sleep at night, Dave. That's nice of you. Was it just like an air filter, or was it a dryer?
No, it was a filter, an air filter. What had happened was, I guess, in this train unit, there's a filter rack in most air handlers. You can put a filter right in the air handler itself. Somebody put one of these high MERV filters in these Honeywell, real close together, pleated filters, and they also had one in the filter return grill, so they were stacked. And then the one inside the unit was so molded up and dirty, it was just clogged, and it wouldn't let the air flow through over the coil. So I pulled it out. I said, no, don't put a filter back in the unit. Just use the one in the return grill. And it ran fine when I left. In fact, I'm going to go back there this week and clean up both systems.
Yeah, I've seen that, Dave. I used to work on the bigger ones in the first company I worked for 32 years, and I could do the minor things. I didn't have a license at that time, and I keep the filters changed in it. And even that, the evaporator was still getting clogged up on it. It was big. It had like, 20 by 20 filters in it. But yeah, some of those filters, you can actually get too great. People get them because they're allergy safe and that. I keep a pretty good one in. I think it's 1500, but I can imagine putting one up in the attic. That's not too bright. Mine's in the center hallway, and then I had another drop put in when these guys lowered the ceiling down here for a return from the front room, because they only put one in a lot of these houses. And I keep that. It's just a 12 by 12 filter. I keep it changed also. But they get dirty. I don't know how. Dust. And this pollen is horrible lately.
KB2HXS Mobile. Yeah, I mean, all you need really is just a MERV 8 pleat, MERV 10 pleat, no more than that, because when you get those real, those what they call high allergen ones, and the pleats are real close together, those Honeywell filters, they're just too restrictive on the blower motor. Plus, the blower motor has to work harder to pull the air through those, and then it's going to use more power, more amperage, and, you know, the motor's going to heat up a little bit more. But yeah, anyway, let me hang the mic. I gotta keep an eye out for this house here. I'm over here in Sandy Flats off of 290.
Okay, Dave. It's always nice to talk to you, and nice to hear an honest technician. Bernice just come in. She looks like she's played out. Maybe I ought to have her change the oil over here, you think, Mom? She wants me to pull her boots off. She can't get them off. It happens with old age. Take care. KB2HX in 0TR. 73's name. Have a good day.
All right, Tom. Good to speak with you today. And 0TR, KB2HX, that's clear.